Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of December 9th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We're looking for our December patron. If you want to be featured on a future show and get a shout out, go to patreon.com/thegamersin. You may even be listening to this right there, right now. Also, we're doing Extra Life. As you know, we are coming up against our final closing of donations, December 31st. You can get all the info on our sort of progress so far and our events and whatnot at bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2019. Speaking of which, Joss and I are playing for Sick Kids Hospital, and a quick shout out to them. They actually just came to the door looking for more support. They're doing a local fundraiser, and it's always interesting. There's a bit of a disconnect, I think, between, I mentioned to them, oh, we're doing Extra Life and I support Sick Kids every year. This is my 10th year. We've already raised over $1,000. And they're like, oh, that's great. That's great. And, you know, I think they have their targets to meet, and they certainly appreciated sort of the extra details. But, it was interesting, and it was a really cool sort of conversation, even if Zoe almost woke up the kids. But we have two Extra Life streams planned to conclude 2019, and that includes Jocelyn's stream on December 14th, this Saturday, from noon till midnight at twitch.tv/JossPlays. If you caught the last stream, you probably caught some fun stuff, and I plan on joining in later in the evening if that interests you. Also, we've got my holiday-themed wrap-up stream on Friday, December 20th. I believe Jocelyn will be joining me for that. twitch.tv/RyanMurphyCA. Moving over to the Gamers Inn, I've been playing more Luigi's Mansion 3. I feel like we've talked a lot about that. Still really enjoying it. Kids really love it. But we'll probably bring that one back up on Game of the Year, which is coming up. I've also been playing Control. I know Jocelyn wanted to play a little more Control as well to kind of get a feel for it before our Game of the Year episode. I'm not sure if we'll talk about it this week, but I'm prepared to talk about it in depth, so we'll see how that goes. This week, we are going to be talking about the Game Awards, so we're recording on Friday. You can expect the episode to appear in the feed a little later than you would normally experience it, probably a couple days. But, you know, we're going to talk about sort of what we felt about the show, the winners, the announcements. There's probably going to be a lot of cool announcements to sort of break down. And it kind of serves as a cool little preview of our Game of the Year episode, which we'll be recording the week after that. And that will pretty much wrap up 2019 for the Gamers In. A previous recording that I did of the mini had me kind of contemplating 10 games that I could pick out of my head with no preparation. And it's kind of good that, you know, Zoe interrupted the recording and I've decided to start over, because it was a tough year for me to have like five, if not even five games sort of just boop right into my head when I think about Game of the Year. And that's, I don't think necessarily a bad thing. It's been a pretty varied year. It's a pause year as we wait for the new consoles outside of Nintendo games. And I was able to name a bunch of Nintendo games that I enjoyed. And I feel if I had more time, I could have really played more of those Nintendo games. Two that come to mind that I really didn't give a fair shake was Astral Chain, Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening, and then I guess Pokemon Shield and Sword as well, because I just never really gave them a fair shake. But in terms of like highlights, I'd say Fire Emblem Three Houses, Super Mario Maker 2, Luigi's Mansion 3, Control that we mentioned, and I think where I struggle with those is that those were in the last sort of 3 or 4 months that I've really bitten into them. So there's a lot of games that normally would have made it high on my list that I just really haven't had time to play. Like Gears of War 5, that one should have been top of list because I love Gears of War. I loved Gears of War 4, the reimagined or the sort of the sequel team that took it on. I feel kind of bad about that, but honestly, I had a lot of fun with the games I did play, and I'll prepare by going through previous episodes to kind of look at what games I did play. I'm sure there are a lot of standouts that I'm forgetting that need to sort of be refreshed in my mind. So look forward to that episode in a couple weeks, and that'll again conclude our 2019 TGI content. Looking over at Summoner's Call, we did get book 4. So we discussed that on the recent episode. I suspect that we'll be talking about Mjolnir Strike, which is the new mode that they've added that's going to take place over the coming week. There's a chance we might get our Christmas heroes. We don't have a calendar yet for the next month, so we're unsure of when those are going to start. But, you know, before Christmas, hopefully, so we can celebrate with those special heroes. But, yeah, in terms of upcoming events, I named our Extra Life stream, so look forward to those this Saturday and next Friday. But if you're looking for games, it's pretty light this month, as you've got Halo Reach that just came out on Xbox One and PC, Darksiders Genesis. That one, I was really hoping to get my hands on it, but, yeah, it's not looking likely. But it's getting, I think, okay reviews. It's not lighting the world on fire, but, you know, Darksiders really hasn't done that. Oh, my, man, my whole, oh, that scared me. Ashen, not really sure what that is. I think that might have been the Epic exclusive game. It's coming out on PS4 and Switch on today. We've also got Hearthstone, Descent of Dragons, coming out on the 10th. That's going to keep Jocelyn busy. Man, big expansion launch for Hearthstone. I always forget that they have like a big end-of-year launch. Narcos, Rise of the Cartels on pretty much everything on December 10th. And then finally, Detroit Become Human. I just added this to the list. Comes out on the 12th of December. That is this is for PC, but exclusive to the Epic Games Store. So keep that in mind if you're interested in playing that and you missed it on PS4. Joss and I really enjoyed Detroit. So if you want to check it out, I feel like the PC would be a good option. That's going to do it for this mini. So I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening and have a great week.